Megan, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on yet another national championship. What's it like a couple of days removed here from all of this? And hopefully some of this has been soaked in a little bit by you, right?
Yeah. I mean, thank you for having me.
Of course.
This one's a little different than I think the other two that I've won, just because I know that I'm like done now, you know, like my track career at IC is kind of coming to a close, or came to a close actually already. So I've had like more things have had to like sink in than rather just like having won the national title. It's like having won and then also like being done and like moving on and graduating and everything. But it's been a really good few days. I had a blast like watching the last day of nationals with the rest of my team. And I'm just kind of soaking it in and enjoying it.
Take me through the winning mark that you ended up with, 410. Do you remember how it all went down and how you were able to execute it to get the job done and eventually seal the deal?
Yeah, 410, that's the second time that I've jumped at 410, the first time I've ever cleared it. And I first attempted it at Utica 2 weeks ago on like a last chance meet that we had right after I had jumped 406 for the first time. I didn't make it there. And then when we were at Nationals on Friday, I was going back and forth with mainly Emma Rudolph from Westminster. She's a great competitor, really fun to jump with. And we both cleared 405 on our third attempts. And she was winning based on attempts after 405, and she was jumping before me. So I watched her clear 405 and was like, oh God, like now I like have to clear this to stay in this competition. So that was a little, like, I got a little nervous before that. But I knew I could do it because I had jumped 406 like the week prior, and I felt good that day. I was lining stuff up. So clearing 405 was really awesome. And then when we went to 410, Emma was jumping before me in the order, and she missed her first attempt at 410. And I was like, I can win this, or I can put myself in the lead with jumping this mark right now. So I really just tried to repeat like the same jump that I'd had at 405, because I knew that I could clear 410 with that. And I bumped the bar a little bit on the way down, but it was the right way to make it stay on. And I just was so, so excited. And then seeing Matt he was so excited, and my teammates were so excited, and it was huge. And that was like a mark that I'd really wanted to see myself jump for a long time. So I'm happy that I ended with that. And yeah, then I just had to wait. Emma passed to 415. So she had two attempts at that. And then I had three at 415, and obviously didn't make that. Had a pretty solid last attempt at it, but was happy with the way that it ended. So
I'm wondering what was different about how things went down a couple weeks before that, you know, that last meet that you alluded to at Utica, to this past weekend. What was different?
You know, I think there's always a little bit more adrenaline in the Nationals. Like, we were waiting around all day, and I was like getting nervous. I was getting excited. We jumped inside at Utica, and I actually really liked jumping inside. The weather was not great that day. It was really windy. There was a pretty big crosswind, so we ended up going inside and jumping in their bubble. And that was a really awesome meet, too. I jumped back and forth with Madeline O'Connell from Rochester. She jumped 401 that day, so it was a crazy meet. She's really talented. And I just had taken so many jumps that day, and I don't know, once Madeline was also jumping before me in the order. So when she missed all of her attempts at 406 and I had cleared 406, it was like, okay, I've won the meet. Like, you're like, the little bit of adrenaline like wears off. And I think I just was like, oh God, like I'm tired right now. I didn't quite line it up. I had pretty solid attempts at it, but I didn't quite line it up that day. And then I think just the adrenaline and really wanting to secure like winning my last title kind of pushed me over the edge to be able to jump that on Friday, which was awesome.
You got that right. Megan Matheny with us here on VTL from the Ithaca College track and field team. Third national championship won last week up at St. John Fisher at the D3 national championships. I didn't realize, too, that the clear that you had at 405, that was on your third attempt. So how much pressure did you feel going into that attempt, knowing that things were basically on the line to keep things going and to keep these national title hopes alive?
Definitely felt a lot of pressure, but it's really reassuring knowing, it was really reassuring knowing that I had jumped like a centimeter higher than that. I knew I could go this far. And it's also really reassuring. I had so many people, like my whole family was there. So many of my friends were there. And I knew that, like, Matt and my teammates and everyone there knew that I could clear this bar, and I knew that I could. I also know that I jump really well when I have someone else to compete with. So seeing Emma clear 405, I was like, I can do that. I know I can. And I think that, honestly, watching her clear 405 helped me to clear 405. And I think I tried not to think too much about how if I didn't clear it, I would be over and I would be in second. I just tried to think about how I knew that I could clear it. So going over the bar was a huge, huge relief. And I was really, really hyped in that moment.
I could see that too. How special is it knowing that you get to wrap up your career with another national championship, but also, you know, on the other side of things too, somebody like Dom Akula, who has worked so hard to get that national championship and has won so many All-American accolades just like yourself, you know, he is able to get the job done here his senior year too. Like, that's pretty special that both of you come away with national titles.
Yeah, that was really, really exciting. When I was done competing, I saw Dom and I was like, I don't even know what I said, but I think I like, screamed, and then we like hugged each other and it was so exciting. And it was so huge to just have, like, we swept pole vault that day. Like, it was a huge day for Matt, our coach, you know. And then he also had Brendan, who was an All-American in the men's competition, and then the other two women's pole vaulters that we had performed really well too. So it was just a big day overall, but we watched the men's competition that morning before we went back to our hotel just to kind of like relax before we were competing. And Dom also had this like clutch third attempt make to stay in the competition at 490. And we were freaking out, like watching, we were sitting under our tent right there. And when he came over afterwards, I was like, Dom, I think I was like 3 seconds from passing out after you cleared 490. And then just watching him, kind of, you know, execute his jump and keep jumping with Dustin from Brockport. And then eventually he took over the lead, and then Dustin passed a few heights and was kind of passing as Dom was making. And then eventually when Dustin had his last miss and we knew that Dom had won, and he took his last attempts at 518. And it was such a huge moment. I was so, so excited.
Absolutely love that. Megan Matheny with us here on VTL from the Ithaca College track and field team, national champion in the pole vault, 3-time national champ in the event, and also a 6-time All-American now. When we had Dom on the show yesterday, I asked him about some of the people he may have heard from after clinching the national title, whether it was, you know, current or former teammates or friends, family, whoever it may have been, you know, people who may have reached out to him. And he said that when he put on his phone, the alerts just kept popping off and everything like that, like basically all day long. What was it like for you when you got back to your phone and people started finding out that you had won another national championship? Was it kind of the same reaction too?
Yeah, a little bit. We finished later in the day. It's like our awards were done at like 9:30. So I think some people had kind of wrapped up their days already, but it was funny. I have a group chat with like 8 of my best friends, and Logan Bruce, who is the runner-up in the heptathlon, she's one of my best friends, and she was there watching and was sending updates to, like, the rest of our friends in our group chat, and I had, like, over 100 messages on my phone, but, like, most of them were from that group chat where they were all just, like, freaking out and following along, like, the live updates and stuff. But I had a lot of, like, former and current teammates reach out, and even, like, some of my friends, like, parents and stuff sent really nice messages, and it was really fun. I I actually had one of my former high school teammates, Mia Kurimoto, who I also pole vaulted with, and then she went on to jump at Cornell for a few years. She came up and was here this week, and she surprised me and came to this meet. So it was really awesome to have her there. But just hearing from a lot of, like, friends, former teammates, my family, you know, just hearing that people are proud of you and that people are following along was really special. And then having, like, family friends that came up and watched since we were in Rochester, it was really awesome to have our last one be so close that people could come watch. And then hearing from everyone else makes it really special.
I think something that's so cool is that, and I know we've talked about this in some capacity in the past, is just how all of this local talent goes on to do just wonderful things collegiately, and in your case, and in Dom's case, win national titles. And you mentioned Logan Bruce's name, and, you know, she's from out there in Delhi, which is still relatively close. You know, Kennedy Heichel had a really, really nice season in the pole vault. You know, she's from nearby to Odessa. Like, how special is it that this area just really pumps out a lot of good, significant talent who can compete at the next level after they wrap up their high school career?
I think that's really special. And I think, you know, coming into college and, like, knowing some of my teammates beforehand was really special too. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of it, especially when it comes to pole vault specifically, really boils down to just Matt and, like, his coaching and how, like, much of an impact he has on, like, the surrounding area. You mentioned Kennedy, and that was so special having her qualify for nationals in her last season and doing really well there. That was huge. It was the end of our outdoor season watching her qualify, and then seeing, like, the final list come out was really, really special. And then obviously having Dom there too, and we have so many other, like, local kids on our team. And, like, you mentioned Logan, who I obviously didn't really know before college, but now, like, being best friends with her and having her come from this area, it's really special. And we make jokes. The kid that won the men's 400 hurdles was from Candor. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh my God, like, I see represent, like, section 4, let's go. And, you know, you can just watch this, you can just watch D3 nationals, and you can see kids that came from the area, from other areas in New York that are around us. And I think it's just really special to see how people can continue their success in college, even if they come from these, like, really tiny schools like we did. And it's just a lot of fun seeing everyone's growth and seeing everyone succeed.
What's next for you? Because there are avenues for you to still compete, I'm sure, if you want to out there. But what's next for you in terms of, you know, where your athletic journey or just, you know, maybe life may end up taking you down the road here?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to take a little bit of a break from jumping. I might go to Matt's clinic over the summer every once in a while and just jump for fun. I think my body needs a break. But in terms of where I'm going next, I'm going to grad school at Old Dominion next year. So me and my master's in sport management, I'll work as a grad assistant one there. And I don't plan on jumping there. I only have one outdoor season left, and I'm not even sure if they have a track team. But I'm happy with how it ended, and I'm looking forward to kind of moving on and being able to explore, like, other avenues athletically. I joked with my friends. I was like, I went on a run this morning, and it was 2 miles, and that was very humbling. So it's just, like, exploring new things athletically I think will be a lot of fun for me. It's definitely going to be difficult, but I think that's what's next for me, and I'm really excited about it.
You should be. And it was a perfect ending for you. It was a great ending for Dom. And to see you both win national championships, for you to get your third one, to become a 6-time All-American now, that's something really, really special. And you had an unbelievably great career over there on the South Hill. Megan, as always, we really appreciate the time. Congratulations again. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. I just got to give one more shout out to our coach, Matt. You know, none of this would have happened without him and his guidance. So that's what I want to end on. But thank you for having me. It's been great talking to you over the years and today.
Awesome. Excellent, Megan. Perfect way to end it. Thanks so much again. Really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.